Welcome to another edition of Czechs Today. My guest this week is young Czech director Radim Špaček, whose films have combined documentary and fiction elements, twisting narrative in new and original ways. In the past, his subjects have included difficult themes such as suicide and war, but also a famous crisis at Czech TV. Radim Špaček studied acting at the Prague Conservatory before turning to directing, so I asked him how it was he ended up behind the camera rather than in front of it.
Through acting, in fact, I found directing because when I was, let's say, 15, I was chosen to play a main role in Karel Kachinia's movie Little Girls and Crazy Guys, I think it's called in English. And he was a little bit nervous sometimes and was not happy with my acting. So he was like, not torturing me, but, you know, treating me a little bit like tough, toughly. And this is why I was just thinking, why I'm doing this crazy job, why I'm not the guy behind the camera. That's a lot easier. So this is how I found this directing interesting, and that in fact you're the boss. So after conservatory I went to Film Academy in Prague.
And the FAMU Film Academy is of course well known all over the world. It was made famous primarily in the 60s by people like Věra Chytilová, Miloš Forman, Jaromil Jireš. How did you find your time at FAMU? Are there still vestiges of this famous period, say, left over?
I would say in this time when I was studying FAMU, the fame of FAMU was all around, and especially in Yugoslavian countries it was very famous because of, for example, Kusturica. But I would say the atmosphere in the school in that time was a little bit thick, and everything was problem, you know, to make something different than other. It was not dynamic. And at this moment, you were as enemy, you know. And so the sad thing was that, in fact, those people who were, in fact, against you were those famous directors like Chytilová or Jiří Menzel. And I didn't like to go there. Mm-hmm. I was just very happy to work, you know, to make some short movies and to have a bunch of friends, your classmates there. And now I think the school is totally different.
Let's talk a little bit about your first bigger film project, Young Men Discovering the World. And that's the film that was set in Bosnia. Now, in this film, you combined both fiction and documentary elements. I wanted to ask you why that was important for this particular subject.
I would say it was, I didn't plan to do it like this, but I wanted to make it as a like really big feature film, which would be real like normal film with actors and like that. But then because I didn't have enough money, I it was very, very humble budget and really homemade, you know, homemade feature film. And then I was in fact alone. That was me, my ex-girlfriend, and a few friends from Sarajevo who were helping me, in fact, for free or just like for, I don't know, a pair of Reebok shoes and like that. It was not very good. I was not very, very happy about that. And then I found out that the, you know, the real true words which people are talking, you know, to me are more interesting, because there was nobody who would listen to those people that time, because all people around, they have their own problems and tragic, you know, happenings and some kind of stuff they were inside them. I found out it's better to make more space for this really documentary shots. I'm very satisfied with how does it look like now, and for me that would be a good example like of film which I would probably try again, but maybe about different subject and with different people. But I would like to continue with this.
Last year was the anniversary since the end of the war in Bosnia, and the thing that always strikes me is how fast the memory fades of what actually happened there. How do you look back on the period? What kind of experiences did you have while filming, because the war was actually happening?
You know, technically it was very difficult, because there was no electricity for like a few days, for example, or a few weeks. So this is why, for example, like to recharge batteries and you know, to get the film stock to Sarajevo and then to get it to Prague again, you know. So it was really difficult sometimes. But for me, I was very happy that time because I met a lot of great people and brave people. And all the time, I was just thinking, how would I behave in their situation, mm-hmm. and what I would do if some kind of war would be here. And that's something what probably stay in me for a long time until now. That I always look at some problem or some situation from like both sides, and always you can remember that there's plenty of people who are in a worse situation, even if you have some, you know, bad things, you know, or bad problems. 100%, there are a lot of people who are in like worse conditions.
I was even wondering about one of your more recent documentaries, this film Sleepless Nights, which has gotten very good reviews. And that was also about a crisis in a way, although a much different crisis and certainly not a life and death one. That was the situation at Czech TV in the year 2000, where there was kind of a standoff between the management and the employees, which some observers saw as a battle for the freedom of speech and others saw as just a battle for keeping their jobs. Now, at that time, you were able to get in with a camera, and I wondered, how were you able to maneuver behind the scenes, and what was it that most interested you in that crisis situation?
It was very unpleasant time, you know, for everybody who was involved somehow in this situation. And for us, for me and my cameraman, David Chalek, it was like double, because we were also filming, you know, this people working on Czech TV or people who are organizing the strikes and organizing those protests. But also we were shooting with this new team, and both sides were suspecting we are kind of spies or whatever, and everybody just to look at you as an enemy. So this is not a pleasant situation at all. This is why it's called Sleepless Night or Dreamless Nights, because we didn't sleep, and if we did sleep, so we didn't have any dreams, because it was so chaotic and so quick and you know, nervous. You have to all the time say your opinion about some situation. And this was the chance how citizens of Czech Republic said towards politicians, don't mix with the media, especially with the media of public service. Because, you know, if they mix with private media, okay, well, it's not okay, but you can understand it. It's their business. But you know, the distance between like media and public service and politicians should be the widest one, you know. Mm-hmm. They shouldn't be involving at all. And especially today, I'm very it's very interesting to see how you know, those maybe new politicians who are not involved in that situation 5 years ago, but are trying again. They didn't have any kind of like feedback, or they don't remember maybe what happened and how people react. Or maybe they think that people are like tired and lazy. For example, my documentary could be kind of a warning for them.